亲爱的弟兄姊妹，早上好。
So once again, my dear fellow Christians and friends, good morning.
现在是7月5号，是今年的下半年的第一个主日了。
So today is July the 5th, and it's the first Sunday for the second half of the year of 2020.
我们今年的上半年好像就在这个大瘟疫的这个黑影之下，我们整个的世界在叹息劳苦。
So during the first half of the year of 2020, it seems that we've been living under the shadow of this pandemic, and we suffer a lot.
我们看见许许多多的事情在这个世界发生，让我们每一个人都好像经过了这个风浪但是感谢神，保守我们都在他的里面有平安。
So it seems that during the first half of the year of 2020, we all suffered a lot and we encountered many difficulty as if we've been encountering the storms. But thanks be to the Lord, we have this peace.
7月1号是一个很重要的日子。
So July 1st is a very important day.
有一个香港的国安法实施，使得整个的香港开始变色了。
And so the Chinese security, the national security law for Hong Kong has passed on July the 1st. So the whole situation in Hong Kong has changed.
全世界这个崇尚自由民主的国家对这件事情提出严正的一个抗议。
So the nations, the countries who adorn the liberty and the freedom of speech have protested against the Chinese government.
在7月1号的前后，你会发现在这个地球上也有很多非常的现象发生。
So a little before and after July 1st, if you observe, you realize there are many things happening.
不一定是7月1号以后，是前，之前与之后。
So the time before July 1st and time after July 1st, you observe many things happening around the world.
印尼有火山大爆炸。
And so there is a volcano eruption in Indonesia.
冰岛也有火山的爆炸。
And there are also volcano eruption in Iceland.
在中国的东北长白山附近也有一个死火山，哎，忽然间开始有这个地震了。
And there is also the same volcano eruption or volcano triggered earthquake in northwest of in northeast of China.
那中国的南方有二十几个省份都在洪水的底下。
And in the southeast of China, more than 23 provinces were affected by flooding.
不一定是 southeast, 它是整个的中国的南方，包括到云南都有。
Okay, so there are also some southeast and also the central of China, more than 23 provinces were affected by flooding.
令人非常惊恐的就是长江的沿岸，因为三峡的上游跟下游都有很大的暴雨。
And what makes people even feel more horrible is because there's upstream and downstream flooding around three gorges.
那么所以前几天这个中国的水利部终于发了长江洪水的警告的信号一个公文出来。
So just a few days ago, the Ministry of Water Resources have issued the first flooding alert.
所以这个你就可以看到多少的人民的生命财产在这样的一个大的阴影底下要产生很可怕的一个结果。
So you see that millions of people and the property were under serious threat under this pandemic and also the things happening around the world.
那现在这个所谓的梅雨季节，我们真正的高峰就在这个月。
So the peak season flooding actually is happening this month.
所以我们要把整个的这些事情连起来来看，从今年的年初一直到现在过了六个月，这个地球上发生了各式各样的灾害。
So if we've been connecting the dots, if we're connecting all the things happening from the beginning of the year to the mid of the year,You'll see that many things happening.
所以我这一阵子讲的一个题目叫做认识神的组合拳。
So I've been preaching a series of his sermons regarding recognizing the warning signals from God.
我特别指出来有瘟疫,
I pointed out there are pandemic.
也指出来有洪水,
and there is also floodings.
也有蝗虫,
and of course, there's also a people under threat on the locusts.
对，那今天我们特别要来看看。 从圣经的观点来看到洪水这件事情。
And so today we're going to pay attention to flooding biblically.
我们不是仅仅从自然灾害的角度来看这些事。
So we're not just looking at a flooding from a natural disaster perspective.
我们不是从这个角度看。
We're not looking this from this perspective.
我们乃是从圣经的角度，从神的角度来看。 这一切我们所谓的自然现象，从神的宝座来看的话，这是神向世人要送出一个很重要的信号。
So rather, we are looking at these so-called natural disaster from a biblical perspective, so that we will be able to realize these are the warning signs sent from God.
就好像在旧约里面。 当年神为让他的选民以色列人从埃及法老的手下能够出来离开埃及，神用十个灾害，十个重拳打在埃及的身上。So
just like in the Old Testament, when God is determined to save Israelites from Egypt, He sent 10 plagues to Egyptians.
那我们不是看一个一个的这些灾难。 而是我们要看见，在这个灾难的组合里面，神要告诉法老，你必须认识我是耶和华。So
when we examine these 10 plagues, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to understand is God is sending the warning signals to Pharaoh so that the Pharaoh will be able to release Israelites from Egypt.
他要认识这个事情的发生是神。
So we have to come to realize this is God's will and it's a purpose.
神要向法老发出这个命令，你必须顺从、顺服神的旨意，不然你就要有种种的灭顶之灾。So
when God is sent forth the warning signs, He is to let the Pharaoh know that he has to do according to the will of God.
如果你违背神的命令，你有灭顶之灾。
So if a Pharaoh didn't listen, he will be under the way to destruction.
果然，在这十个重拳打下来之后，法老还是要去派兵要把以色列人他放走的，要把他再抓回来。So
not surprisingly, even after 10 plagues, even Pharaoh agreed the Israelites to come out of Egypt, he still hardened his heart and tried to chase after the Israelites.
所以他最后的结局是被 整个的红海把他的他本人加上他的全军都埋在红海的下面。So
the end has come that his armies were all drowned in the Red Sea.
所以这个很清楚的记载，就向整个的世界告诉我们，耶和华是坐宝座的神。So
this account of the historical fact clearly shows us that the Lord is a king who sits on his throne in the flood.
那今天我们在这一个 题目就是认识神的组合权第三洪水。So
this is the third sermons in a series of a sermon called the signing, recognizing the signal signs from God.
那
flooding.
我们讲到洪水，我要先从旧约里面来看洪水的历史。So
let's turn to the Old Testament to see what happened to the ancient world when the flood came.
请我们打开创世纪第六章。So
let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 6.
那我们先看一节圣经，就是第五节。So
let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5.
然后我们再跳到后面，十。 13节啊，我们再跳过去。先看我们先看的是第五节。
So let's turn to a book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5, and then we will move down to verse 13.
对，这个第五节他说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想，尽都是恶。
So, furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage. And I've remembered my covenant.
No. 这里,
Sorry. Genesis 6. Hold on a second, please.
对.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It reads 6 and verse 5. So, Genesis. Chapter 6, verse 5. Okay. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of a man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
人类的历史是从亚当开始到了现在到了挪亚是第十代。
So we know that the human history starts with Adam, and on down to Noah's time, it's been the 10th generation.
那你如果去看这个人类的历史，圣经说这个是大概人类最早的一千年。
So if we examine the history of human beings, from Adam to Noah, it's been about 1,000 years.
这个短暂，在神来看，这短暂的一千年，人类已经堕落到一个地步，非常的可怕。
So from God's perspective, 1,000 years on earth is a really a short period, but however, people has been corrupted onto such a level, such an evil level.
在这一千年里头，人已经堕落到圣经说罪恶很大，每天脑袋里面想的就没有一件好事，都是犯罪。
So the human being have been so corrupt that on the earth, that only the wickedness of a man was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of the hearts was only evil continually.
所以公义的神叫追讨人的罪。
So the righteous Lord is going to judge on the wickedness of human beings.
好，我们就跳到这个第13节。
So now let's move down to verse 13.
神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I'm about to destroy them with the earth.
十八节
Verse 18.
我却要与你立约，与你的妻，与儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。
But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
凡有血肉的活物每样两个一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在那里保全生命。
Verse 19, and of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female.
所以你在十八节看到，在神要用洪水毁灭当时的世界之前，神先于一个义人叫做挪亚立一个约。
So from these scripture, we know that before God is determined to destroy them with the earth, He has set or established a covenant with a righteous man called Noah.
那么这个约呢，涵盖了第一是他本人，第二是他的妻子，第三他有三个儿子，还有三个媳妇。
So the covenant first covers Noah and his wife, then extends to his three sons and his sons' wives.
因为照着神当时的心愿，他把神要用洪水灭这个大地的之前，他这个他的仆人挪亚向这个世界传讲悔改的道。
So according to God's will, before he's about to use flood to destroy the world, the righteous man Noah has preached the gospel for more than 100 years.
那在这个过去一百年里面，他一面建方舟，一面传道。
So during this past 100 years, Noah built his ark while he was preaching to his people.
但是很可惜，他是全世界最失败的传道人。
But unfortunately, he's probably the most, unsuccessful preacher in the whole world.
辛辛苦苦，谆谆告诫当时在地上的人要悔改，因为将来有洪水要审判这个世界。
He continuously to preach to his people for 100 years about the warning signs of flooding.
人只有笑他，觉得这个老人有头脑不清楚。
But his people mocked him and laughed at him, thinking he's not thinking clearly.
他而且在这个山上建造一个大的方舟。
And furthermore, he built the ark on the mount.
大家都觉得很稀奇，这个大方盒子干什么？
And the people were amazed by his work because they didn't know what that ark is for.
是没有人懂挪亚在做什么，但是他讲的信息，根本就没有人相信。
So people didn't understand why he was building the ark, nor understand his preachings.
我常常很稀奇，我们这个中国人认为这个福音是洋人的东西。
And in the same way, I was kind of amazed or amused by these people, our Chinese, that who think gospel is a kind of religion, a Western religion.
是吗？
Is it?
我们中国老祖宗告诉我们，中国字有一个字叫做传。
So if you remember, there is our Asian Chinese teaches the word of boat.
这个船。中文里面左边是一个舟，就是一个船。
So if you understand the calligraph, Chinese calligraph, you understand that the left side of the word refers to a boat or an ark.
那这个船的旁边，这个舟的旁边有八口。
So the right side of the word means or refers to eight people.
这样组合起来变成一个字，叫做船。
And so when these two parts come together, it is a word refers to a boat or an ark.
这个不是一个意外。
Let me tell you this. This is not an accident.
告诉我们，我们的老祖宗造字的时候，上帝已经告诉他这一个字应该怎么写。
So when our ancient Chinese tried to figure out a writing system, God has sent forth or has told them what to do and how to do it.
这个舟的旁边有八张嘴巴，代表八个人。
So if you see the calligraph, the Chinese calligraph of a boat, you realize the writing part means eight mouths. In other words, eight people.
中国字的里面这一类象形文。有好多。
And so if you examine the Chinese calligraph, you know that there are many examples of such of these.
还有一个字就是公义的义。
And there is another Chinese word called righteousness.
这个义，中文繁体字写不是简体字，必须繁体字，上面是个阳。
So in the traditional Chinese calligraph, the upper part of the word refers to a lamb.
下面写一个我
，and the lower part of the word refers to me.
你把羊放在我的上面，中文告诉我们， mm-hmm. 这个叫做义。
So if we put a lamb above us or above me, the Chinese meaning refers to the righteousness.
这个思想如果不是从神来的，哪一个人会这样想呢？
So how is this not coming from the Lord's revelation? Who else going to think of that?
把羊放在我的头上就是义，这个是在人的逻辑上是想不通的。
Because from a people's perspective, it just didn't make sense. If we put a lamb upon me, that means righteousness. That didn't make sense.
但是这却是圣经神启示给人的神的救恩。
But truly, this is a revelation from God for salvation for all the people.
弟兄姊妹，我要很郑重地告诉每一个听见这个信息的人，福音不是洋教。
So, my dear fellow Christians and friends, I'd like to sincerely to encourage you and urge you to realize that the gospel is not a Western religion.
这一个福音, 我们老祖宗老早就知道了。
And as a matter of fact, the gospel has been preached and revealed to even our Asian Chinese.
今天我们讲到洪水, 洪水里面神要告诉我们的重点, 不是洪水的本身, 而是告诉我们洪水的后面,
So in terms of flooding, what we try to do, what we try to tell people is not about the cause of flood. It is not flood itself, but actually the true meaning behind the flood.
这个后面是告诉我们罪人怎么样能够逃过洪水的审判。
In other words, that this is to tell us how we can avoid the judgment of flooding.
那这个方法只有一个。 就是神告诉摩亚，你造一个方舟，你们全家要进这个方舟，你们就可以逃过这个洪水的审判。So
there is only one way, just like God has said to Noah, you have to build an ark so that you can escape the judgment of flood.
所以当时没有人相信这个福音，只有他们家八口进了这一个方舟，所以他们八个人是留下来的活种。
So no one believed Noah in that time. So only Noah and his family remain in the ark, and they are the remnant.
所以这一件事情是一个非常重要的信号，告诉全世界的人类，今天罪人能够得救是躲在方舟的里面。
So this is a significant signal sent from God telling us that in order to escape from the judgment, we have to stay and remain in the ark.
对于我们中文字这个船，就是包含着这一个福音的意义在里头了。So
the Chinese word of a boat or an ark covers it all.
这八个人是最好的证人。And
these eight people are the best witnesses.
那这个在预表上就告诉我们，神今天要仍然要拯救这个世界上所有的人。So
Noah's story is a prophecy prophesying that the best way that God is use the ark to save the people, save us.
那么今天的这个方舟是谁呢？
So who's the ark? Or which is the ark today?
那就是今天神的儿子耶稣基督成为当年。
So that be the Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of a God, who has been prophesied in the Old Testament as an ark. And those who have to believe in Jesus Christ or believe in the salvation has remained or stayed in the ark. And those who didn't believe it laugh at them.
但是等到洪水来的时候，那些笑他的人在哪里呢？
So, but when the flood came, who are those people who have been laughing at Noah?
对不对？他们认为挪亚所讲的是没有道理的，是荒唐的。
So those people who have listened to Noah think that his preaching didn't make sense and it was just incredible, not worth of any value.
对。 但是他们却则，他们的结局就是神洪水的审判。However,
they end up with the judgment of flood.
那今天我们的神再向这个黑暗的世界讲到一个耶稣基督的救赎。And
so once again, in today's world, when God is preaching about Jesus Christ and His salvation,
这个福音已经讲了2000年了。
And this gospel has been preached for more than 2,000 years.
有人相信，有人觉得可笑。Some
believed and some didn't.
但是你要发现，有一天神还要审判这个世界。And
but we will realize and found when God is about to judge the earth.
神救人的方法由古以来没有改变。And
the way that God saves people remain the same.
原则是一样的。The
principle remains the same.
相信的人进入这个方舟就可以得救。今天相信耶稣的人也是一样可以得救。
So whoever believe in what Noah's preaching will be saved in the ark. And in the same way, in today's world, whoever believes in Jesus Christ will be saved through him.
这是神用人认为愚拙的道理来拯救人。保罗说，这就是神的智慧。
So in Paul's words, Paul considered this is God's wisdom to save those people through gospel that people thought that is foolish.
但是当我们来相信这一个人看为愚拙的福音，神的智慧在这里显出来了。
So when people consider gospel to be foolish, God's wisdom is revealed.
这是罗马书告诉我们的。
And this is what the book of Romans have said to us.
好，那在圣经里面，洪水还有在诗篇里面告诉我们。
And also, there is also a mentioning of a flooding in Psalms.
我们先来看诗篇29篇第十节跟十一节。
So let's turn to Psalms 29, verse 10 through 11.
对，诗篇二十九篇。
Psalm 29.
第十节，第十一节。
Verse 10 through 11.
这节圣经是很多基督徒很熟悉的。
And these two verses must be very familiar with a lot of Christians.
我们在祷告的时候，有的时候就听见弟兄姐妹会引用这节圣经。
And many brothers and sisters would assign these two verses through the prayers.
好，我们来念这两节。洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
Verse 10, the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever.
十一节，耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓。耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
Verse 11, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
我们每次遇到了困难，像洪水一样临到我们个人也好，家庭也好，这个国家也好。
So every time when we have a hard time, just like the flood comes through our household, our state, our nations.
我们就想到这节圣经说，洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐在他宝座上。
It reminds us through this verse that the Lord sat as king at the flood.
也就是告诉我们，我们不用害怕。
In other words, that it says, do not be afraid.
他是掌管这一切的人的那一个最后的权威。
He is the Lord and the ultimate authority over all things.
对不对？耶和华是坐着为王，他在他并不受这个洪水的震动。
So the Lord sat as king at the flood because he was not shaken by the flood or by anything else.
神借着这样的大的洪水来彰显他的权柄。
But rather, he is showing his authority through flood.
对。下一篇我们要看的是第九十八篇。
So let's move down to Psalm 98.
在这个九十八篇的第七节到第九节这样说。
So we're reading the verse from verse 7 through 9.
愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，世界和住在其间的也要发声。
Verse 7, let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it.
愿大水拍手，愿诸山在耶和华面前一同欢呼。
Verse 8, let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy.
因为他要来审判遍地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
Verse 9, before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity.
你可以看到这个做这首诗的作者，他的心胸气度是何等的大。
And you can see that the psalmist, when the psalmist put down this psalm, you can see how broad his heart and his eyes are.
他甚至说这个 flood 洪水都可以拍掌来在神的面前欢呼赞美神。
And in verse 8, the psalmist says, even the floods or the rivers would clap the hands.
所以 你看这些事情的时候，看你从什么角度来看。
So you see, when we look at things, it depends what perspective you're looking at.
从人的角度说，哎呀，完了，这么可怕的洪水，这么可大的暴雨，这么可怕的泥石流，可怕可怕，这是人的在那里感叹。在大自然面前我们毫无可无计可施。
And because you see, from man's perspective, when we encounter the flood, when we encounter the mudslide, when we encounter many natural disasters, we would feel horrified because we are hopeless in before this natural disaster.
我们鼓励自己说人定胜天。
We might encourage yourself that we will conquer the heaven and earth.
但是事实是天定胜人。
But as a matter of fact, in reality, the heaven and earth will conquer over us.
对不对？我们喊了这几千年，哎呀，人定胜天。其实人在这个大自然面前，我们是何等的渺小。我们只有谦卑，我们不能骄傲。
You see, over the thousands of years, we try to conquer the heaven and earth, but how small we remain, and there's over this past thousand years, we can do nothing before the nature.
我们的科技发达，我们认为我们今天是神了。
So as we see the technology has advanced, we think that we are the king, we are the Lord.
我们是神。
And we are God.
这是人的疯狂心态。
And that's the craziness of our hearts. And we didn't know who we are before the Lord. We are proud. So when God raised this natural disaster to deal with our pride, we have to come to realize and recognize the Lord is a king over the universe.
他是坐宝座的神。
He is a king who sits on the throne.
我们是属他的子民，我们理当服服、谦卑、敬拜他。
We are his people, and we're supposed to bow down to worship him with humility.
他的王权要显现在他的审判上面。
And his kingship will be revealed through his judgment.
神当年怎么样用洪水审判了当时的世界？
Just like God used flood to judge the world in Noah's time.
所以神要向这个世界显明他是坐宝座的神。
In that way, that God reveals himself to be the king who sits on the throne in flood.
他不是不管事的，他管人生每一件的大小事情。
It's not like he didn't take care of us. As a matter of fact, he took care of us all the way.
今天我们说这个真理被埋没，这个谎言充满这个世界，好像上帝不管了。
It seems that when we may mourn that the truth be buried and the lies were filled in this world, and we mourning that God is no longer taking care of us.
人在那边想说神啊，你如果是真的，你怎么允许这么多邪恶呢？
And we may cry out to him that it seems that you don't care because you let all this evil things happening in the world.
基督徒啊，当我们看见洪水的时候，你就要想起神的话，就是说我要审判这个世界。
And however, my dear fellow Christians, when we see the flooding around the world, we will realize God is about to judge the world.
这是我们在旧约里面很清楚看见的信号。
And this is a clear signal that God sent through in the Old Testament.
那我们现在就来到第二个重点，新约怎么讲这个洪水。
So now let's come to the New Testament to see how Bible explains the meaning of flood.
我要举两处的圣经。
I'd like to incite two scripture from a New Testament.
一处是主耶稣怎么讲。
And the first one comes from Jesus' account.
这是在马太福音。
And this is from Book of Matthew.
第二处是彼得怎么讲，在他的彼得的书信，彼得 后书。
And that come, and the second comes to Peter's account. That's from 2 Peter chapter 2.
我们先看马太福音24章。
Let's move to a book of Matthew chapter 24.
对，我们要看马太福音24章，主耶稣怎么提到洪水的事。
And let's see how Jesus Christ commented or talking about the flood.
对，我们看第37节到39节。
So we will read from verse 37 through 39.
对，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
Verse 37, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
Verse 38, for as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Verse 39, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这是耶稣讲到洪水的教训。
So this is Jesus' teaching on flood.
他还是提到当年在挪亚时代的洪水，他现在把那个老的历史再提出来，告诉我们一个新的真理。
So he's citing the account of Noah to show us a new truth.
那什么是耶稣借着这个老的历史要讲的新的故事是什么？新的真理是什么呢？
So what's a new story or the new truth out of a Noah story?
他讲的就是人子的降临。
He's talking about the coming of the Son of Man.
对吗？这个人子的降临在37节讲一次，然后到了39节再讲一次。
So the coming of the Son of Man was mentioned in verse 37, and shortly after that, it was mentioned again in verse 39.
这个是主耶稣把它点出来的。
And so our Lord Jesus Christ had pointed to this, that the coming of the Son of Man.
旧约是讲洪水是神的审判，对着人的罪恶。
So in the Old Testament, we know that the flood is the judgment of a God.
那等到耶稣来讲这件事情的时候，他说这件事还有一个意思，是指着人子要第二次来到这个世界。
And in the New Testament, when Jesus is citing the story of Noah, he's talking another important thing, that is the coming of the Son of Man for the second time.
人子降临，这个降临在希腊文是叫做 parousia。
So the coming of the Son of Man, the word coming in Greek is a parousia.
这个字不是指着一个点的时间而说的，是讲到一段时间来说的。
So that particular word doesn't refer to only a fixed point of a time, but rather it refers to a period of time.
那等一下我来慢慢的解释。
And I will explain in detail later on.
那么刚刚我们读的这三节圣经，你要注意一个点。
So through these three verses, let's take a notice of one important thing.
他讲，人子在降临的那一段时间，地上的光景就跟当年挪亚的日子一模一样。
So in verse 7, Jesus pointed out that during the period of a coming of the Son of Man, it's just like the days of Noah.
在那个时候，人天天忙着吃什么喝什么，什么人要出嫁，什么人要娶媳妇，古时候如此。等到主耶稣第二次要来的时候，还是没有任何的改变。
So just like in Noah's time, when in his time people were drinking and eating and marrying and giving in marriage, in the same way people are still doing the same thing. We're eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage.
这是这个。所罗门也说过同样的话，日光之下没有新事。
And so, just like King Solomon says that in his psalm, in the psalm, there's no new thing under the broad daylight.
好，那么在这样的一个每天大家都过同样的日子，吃喝 嫁娶，但是有事情不一样了。
So you see, as we're still doing the same thing, repeating the same thing, drinking and eating, marrying and giving marriage, something is different.
那这件事主耶稣叫做人子的降临。
And that something is the coming of the Son of Man.
在古时候挪亚的时候，那件事情叫做进方舟。
In Noah's time, that thing refers to the coming into the ark.
对不对？那天他们八个人进方舟，带着一公一母所有的地上的这些禽兽进到方舟的时候，世界上的人都不知道。
And so when Noah and his family entered the ark with all the living creatures, man and female, the world didn't know what's going to happen next.
他们照样忙自己每天生活。
And they're still busy with their lives.
但是在那一个平凡的日子里头，哎，神他的选民就发生大事了。
And that must be a very ordinary day. But however, the chosen people of God had entered into the ark, and something big happened.
那所以这个特点是什么呢？耶稣讲了中文翻译是四个字。
So in other words, in Chinese words, there are four words according to Jesus.
那四个字在三。
What are these four words?
不知不觉。
So without noticing, in other words, they did not understand or without noticing.
不知不觉什么意思？
And so what does without noticing mean?
啊，耶稣在后面从四十节到四十四节，就是解释什么叫做不知不觉。
So Jesus Christ used an example or used a couple of examples in the following verses to explain what does it mean regarding without noticing.
啊，那我们来注意看耶稣讲的比喻，在四十节开始，那时两个人在田里，取一个撇一个。
In verse 40, then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left.
两个女人推磨，取一个撇一个。
Verse 41, two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left.
如果你去读同样的记载，在路加福音十七章。
So if you read the same, if you read the book of Luke, there was similar or identical account of these parables.
对，路加福音里面在十七章三十四节到三十六节也是讲到取一个撇一个，取一个撇一个。
So if you look at book of Luke chapter 17, you will see the similar accounts of this parable.
在路加的记载里面多了一个。
However, there are more parable added into the book of Luke.
对，在路加福音，他不但讲了在田里面两个人，在女人两个女人推磨，他而且还有一个两个人在床上。
And not only in the book of Luke, not only he mentioned there are two men working in the field and two women grinding at the mill, he also added in a parable that two men were sleeping in bed.
所以不管是两个男人在田里面种田，这是早上的事情。
So if we look at these three parables that whether two men are working in the field in the morning,
啊，或者到了黄这个下午，有两个女人在推磨，这是下午的事情。
Or two women grinding at the mill in the afternoon.
或者一男一女在床上，这是晚上的事情。
Or a husband and wife sleeping in bed in the evening.
啊，所以很稀奇，主耶稣讲这个话的时候，没有当时的世界，没有人知道地球是一个圆的。
So you see, it's an amazing thing, because when Jesus is using these parables to teach his disciples, the people at the time didn't know that the earth is around. Is round.
大家认为大家的时间就是同一个 time zone.
So, and during this time, during that time, people believed that we're all living under the same time zone.
对吧？早上大家都是早上，下午大家都是下午，晚上大家都是晚上。
It must be that in the morning for all people, it must be the afternoon for all the people, and the evening or night for all the people.
这是当时的人的认知。
And this is the understanding of the time.
但是主耶稣说，等到我回来的时候。
But Jesus said, when I come back again,
当这个 parousia 开始发生的时候,
and when this coming of the Son of Man happened,
这件事情发生,人,有的人是早上,有的人是下午,有的人是晚上。
And so when the coming of the Son of Man happened, it is for certain group of people is in the morning, for some other people are in the afternoon, and for some other people in the night.
对，今天对我们认识这个地球是个圆的，全世界有不同的 time zone 啊，那我们今天可以理解。
And of course, in nowadays, it's a lot easier for us to understand that we're living under the different time zone because the Earth is around.
对吧？所以在那个时候，主耶稣讲这句话的时候，人没有这个认识。
However, in Jesus' time, no one realized that people are living under the different time zones.
所以主耶稣在这里讲话是非常科学的。
So what Jesus teaching is very scientific.
对不对？这个是因为他是创造这个万物的神，他当然知道不同的 time zone 的问题。
And of course, he is the Lord, and he is a God and a King who created all the earth, and he know what happened to across the globe.
这里的重点是取一个撇一个，讲最多了。
But the key point here is that there are two men working in the field, and one is taken away, and the other is left.
而他的点是什么呢？四十二节。
And what's the point of it? Let's move down to verse 42.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
So therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
家主若知道几今天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
Verse 43, but be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
And the verse 44, for this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
所以这里有一句话重复两次，四十二节讲一次，你们要警醒。到了四十四节，他又说你们要预备。
And so once again, it's been mentioned twice in these two verses that be on alert, or in other words, be ready.
啊，所以两次。
And so for this reason, it was mentioned twice as well.
那他就告诉我们关于主耶稣这个降临的这件事，它的发生在这个语法这个上下文里头，你可以看到主耶稣要告诉我们他像谁啊。
So during this context reading, and Jesus tried to tell us who he's like.
他前面讲的是不知不觉，对不对？
And the first top of the scripture tell us that without noticing.
那这个不知不觉，最好主耶稣的讲解就是小偷。
The best example that Jesus used in to teach us without noticing is about the thief or the coming of a thief.
我不知道弟兄姐妹你们有没有遭过小偷。
I don't know if your house had been broken into by thieves.
阁下的经验是你在睡觉的时候，你在不知不觉的时候小偷来的。
And I think according to the common sense that the coming of a thief most likely happened when you are not noticing or when you are sleeping.
他如果明明告诉你我什么时候要来，这个不叫小偷。
So if someone is telling you that at what time he's going to come into a house, he is not a thief.
对吧？他到你家来拿东西，如果光天化日来拿，这个叫强盗。
And so if somebody's trying to take something or try to break into a house to take things, this is not a thief. He's a burglar.
他是你完全知道他在做什么，而且违背你的意志，这个叫做强盗。
So you know that what he's doing, and that is against your own will, and this is what we call the burglary.
但是现在耶稣说的不是强盗，他说我来要像小偷。
But instead, Jesus said that I will come for the second time, just like a thief, without noticing, without you noticing.
所以在这个地方，他讲了一个特色，就是主耶稣的降临第二次来的时候，他像小偷。
So there is one thing we're very sure, that Jesus' second coming is like a thief. He comes when we didn't know.
我们完全就在不知不觉的状态之下。
And without noticing it, he is coming.
就像洪水在挪亚的时候来到也是一样的。哎，半夜你在睡觉，忽然间洪水来了。
And like a flood in Noah's time, that before people realized or noticed it, the flood came.
那么他主耶稣在这里说，在这个阶段，当大家不知不觉主耶稣来像小偷的时候，他来偷的不是你家的垃圾。
So when Jesus came for the second time like a thief, or when a thief broke into a house, he's not stealing some garbage.
对吧？如果小偷来是来偷你家垃圾，你说你每天都来吧，没关系。
Yeah, he's not coming to a house for some trash. You might just welcome him taking away your trash.
没有这么笨的小偷。
And there is no such a silly and foolish thief.
来到你偷，总是你家最值钱的东西被他偷了。
And what thieves come into your house is for some treasures or something you value very highly.
这是我们大家都懂的事情。
And this is the common sense.
所以当主耶稣说取一个撇一个，取一个撇一个，请问他取的是垃圾的还是宝贝？
So when Jesus is referring that someone, one will be taken away and one will be left. So do you consider which is the trash, which is not?
对不对？他当然挑那个好的咯。
And of course, he's taking away the better one.
所以这个就是这一段40节到40节44节耶稣要告诉我们的事情。
And this is the thing that Jesus tried to tell us through verse 40 through 44.
但是如果你读30节31节的时候，你得到的图画不一样的。
But however, if you read from verse 30 to 31, you will have a different picture.
也是讲主耶稣再来。
It's about the same coming, the second coming of Jesus.
跟这个40节、44节完全两码子事。
But however, this account is very different from the one we just have read.
都在同一章圣经里。
This is on the same chapter.
好，我们来读30节、31节。
So let's move to Book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 30 to 31.
好，那时，人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
Verse 30, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn.And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with a power and a great glory.
三十一节，他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的显明从四方，从天的这边到天的那边都召聚来了。
And verse 31, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other.
这两节圣经，你读完之后，有小偷的味道吗？
So if you read these two verses, does this give you a feeling of a thief?
当然没有。
Absolutely no.
为什么？因为他说，我来的时候，我要叫使者天使啊，先吹号，有大的声音，然后叫我的选民从天的四方，东南西北，通通召聚到我这里来。
Because in verse 31, Jesus tells us that he will send forth his angels with great trumpet, and he will get together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to another.
因为有小偷来之前先吹号的吗？
And do you think the thief's gonna come in with a trumpet?
没有。小偷来的时候一声都不响，偷偷摸摸他跑来的。
No, because when a thief is to break into a house, he would come into a house without being noticed.
没有小偷吹号来的。
No thief is going to blow a trumpet to let you know that he's coming to a house.
他甚至耶稣说的更清楚，他说人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子。
So on verse 30, Jesus said that the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky.
CNN 一定做全球广播转播。
And this is definitely going to be a live show across the globe.
对吧? 他说全世界的人都要看见人子荣耀的再来。
Because in verse 30, Jesus said that all the world will see his coming with a glory.
所以这是公开的,
so this is a public.
不是对少数的人来彰显, 而是对全世界的人都知道, 不管你相信耶稣也好, 不相信耶稣也好, 那一天你要看见这位耶稣驾云与众天使, 众圣徒一起来到这个地上。
So it is not, when Jesus come back for the second time, it is not intended for just a group of people, but rather it is for the whole world with the angels and with the trumpet and with all the glory and the power.
所以你把这两段圣经做一个总结。
So if we use these two paragraphs or these two scriptures to conclude,
耶稣的这个降临, 这个parousia, 是有一段是像小偷, 另外有一段是公开的。
So to better understand the coming or the period of it's a period of time regarding Jesus' second coming. The first show as a thief, and then he will show himself to the whole world.
有一段的时候是大家不知不觉的时候，这个parousia启动了。
And without noticing, in the first period of the time, without noticing, the parousia started.
对，地上的人没有人察觉。
And no one would know of it.
但是在这个启动的时候, 有一部分的人被提,
and during this period of time, some of the Christians will be raptured and some will be left.
对,
this happened during the first phase of this parousia.
然后当这个进入第二个阶段的时候呢, 那它是全世界的人都看见。
And when this parousia entering into the second phase, Jesus' coming will be shown as a public event during this whole world.
对，所以这个是主耶稣教导我们关于他的降临跟挪亚的洪水挂钩的。So
this is a teaching from Jesus Christ to use his second coming to be compared with the flood in Noah's time.
所以你当你看见这个世界有大的洪水的时候，注意。
So when we observe or see the flooding is happening around the world, beware, the sign has shown us.
我们要做有知有先知先觉的人呢，还是做不知不觉的人呢？
So it is up to us to make the call that we want to be the one who be aware of the signs or without noticing it.
这是你读圣经的时候就要注意的事。
And this is something that we have to pay attention when we read the scripture.
第二, 彼得怎么讲?
And let's see what Peter says of it.
那我们来看彼得后书第二章第一节第二节。
So let's move to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 2.
好,彼得后书第二章第一节, 从前在百姓中有假先知起来, 将来在你们中间也必有假师父, 私自引进, 陷害人的一端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。Verse
1, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves.
将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道。 因他们的缘故被毁谤。
And the verse 2, many will follow their essentiality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned.
在这两节,圣经彼得先告诉我们, 古时候有假先知, 将来呢,也有假师父。
So during these two verses, Peter's telling us there were false prophets in the ancient time, but there are false teachers among us nowadays.
所以他 先警告我们，在这个末世的时候，假师傅到处都有都是。
So he has informed us that there will be false teachers everywhere.
他们的问题就出现在讲这一个异端。
So they're going to preach in many destructive heresies.
对，他们不承认耶稣基督的身位。
And they denying the master who bought them.
好，我们跳到第四节到第五节。
And so let's move to verse 4-5.
就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗中等候审判。
Verse 4, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment.
第五节，神也没有宽容上古的时代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的时代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
And verse 5, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with the seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly.
对，彼得在这个地方提到挪亚的洪水。
So in the verse 5, Peter mentioned Noah and the flood in his time.
他的结论是什么呢？
And what is the conclusion?
13节。
Let's move to verse 13.
行的不义就得了不义的工价，这些人喜爱白昼宴乐，他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵，正与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
Verse 13, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong, they count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. Their stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions.As they carouse with you.
换而言之，在这段话里头，彼得要提醒我们在末世的基督徒。
So in other words, Peter is a reminding of all Christians in end time.
要注意假师傅。
Beware of false teachers.
他们的行为与他们的教导是不符合圣徒的体统。
And their teachings and behaviors are not in accordance with a saint supposed to be.
他们传的是异端，行为是邪淫。
So they preached heresies, and what they behaved is
sensuality. 第二句。
Sensuality. Yeah.
所以这个是他的结论，就是行不义的就会得到不义的工价。
So his conclusion is, whoever doing wrong will suffer wrong.
对，这是公义的神的审判。
And that's the judgment of the righteousness of God.
好，最后第三个重点。
And let's move to the third point.
这第三个重点当然就是还回到耶稣讲洪水的事情。
And we still need to move back or look back.Regarding the flood.
因为刚刚我们把马太福音24章从这个30节一直讲到44节，这段耶稣讲他降临的时候地上会有的事情。
So if we move back to Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 24, 37 to 44, Jesus talking about the flood and what's going to happen during his second coming.
对不对？所以主是把他的第二次再来跟当年挪亚的洪水是相提并论。
So Jesus is referring or comparing his second coming to Noah's time, or in other words, the flood in Noah's time.
他讲解出来告诉我们，他要来的时候地上是不知不觉。
He reveals to us that when he come back for the second time, the whole world wouldn't notice it.
但是他警告他的门徒，你们要警醒。
But he warns his followers, beware, beware of this.
这个 watch out, 就是你要注意，这个你不要天天做梦或者睡大觉，你根本对你的环境没有感觉。
So watch out, do not sleep anymore, but beware of what's happening around you.
好，那我这个最后这个点。就是主耶稣提出一个重要的问题。
And my last point is about the question the Lord Jesus asks.
那他问了什么问题呢？我们看24章45节。
So let's move to the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Verse 45, who then is a faithful and a sensible slave whom his master put?
这是第一个问题，这是他提的第一个问题。
So that's it, the first question. Who's going to be the faithful and a sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time?
我们都知道主耶稣要第二次再临，这是基督徒，你只要信主，你都应该知道，我们也相信。
And every Christian is aware of this truth that Jesus will come back for the second time, and we all believe in it.
我们这些年，我们常常唱的一首耶稣再来的诗歌就是 Maranatha。
And so we've been singing this hymn Maranatha over the years.
对不对？我们唱了又唱。
We've been singing this song, singing this hymn over and over.
在我们的心里，都盼望主早日回来。
And all true Christians are waiting for His second coming earnestly.
但是主要回来，主却先告诉我们有一个问题，你必须要知道怎么面对。
There is a question, however, there is a question we must face during His second coming.
如果我们只是消极的等候主耶稣啊，主耶稣，你愿意快来啊，但是我们并没有预备啊。
But if we've just been waiting for him passively, such as when we will cry out for his second coming, but we do nothing.
这个是不负责任的等候耶稣回来啊。
And this is not a faithful. This is irresponsible waiting for God, for Jesus' second coming.
所以主要我们先想好这几个重要的问题。
So there are a couple of questions that we have to face.
第一，谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
So the first question is, who is the faithful and the sensible servant?
那这个有的版本是翻译成 slave, 我们都是神的奴仆。
So, or in other words, who is the faithful and the sensible slave of God?
那我们意思就是说，我们在神的家，我们每一个人要问自己，我们是不是一个忠心有见识的仆人呢？
So as a Christian, we have to ask ourselves this question. Are we the faithful and the sensible slave of God?
我们有没有尽我们该尽的本分？
And have we all be responsible for what we're supposed to do?
那这个神的家里面的仆人，在这一段圣经里面，他的责任是什么？
And what are our responsibilities as a faithful and a sensible slave?
那就是按时分粮给他们。
And to give people their food at the proper time.
所以这里有两件事情是这个仆人要注意的。
So there are two things that a sensible and a faithful servant is about to pay attention.
第一，你要知道时间。
First of all, you have to know what time.
这个时间不单单是几点钟的问题。
And so it's not just about what time.
According to the clock, 这个时间的 clock time.
So it's not about just a clock time.
还有一个就是现在这个时段，比如说我们今年。
And it refers to more much kind of a period of time. For example, like this year.
我们今年过了半年，是我们大概这辈子最特别的一年。
And I think the first half of year of 2020 must be very particular, is a very special to all of us.
对不对？我们知道我们这辈子，我们从来没有看过这么全球性的大瘟疫。
We have never seen such a global pandemic happening in front of us.
我们也没有看过经济受到这么大的打击，这么多人失业。
And we have never witnessed such a kind of a hard time that there are so many people lost their jobs.
你可以看到很多的公司破产。
And we see that we haven't seen such a thing that there are so many companies have been go bankrupt.
而且你会发现它的事情不是一件，而是一件接一件，一直连在一起发生。
And we have never witnessed such a thing that it's just not one thing, but a thing after another one.
所以神就让我要传这个信息，认识神的主和权，一个一个来讲，告诉我们现在的时间，神向我们讲话，一个强烈的信号。
During this event, God is sending us a signals to all of us through a combo punch.
对，我们不要做梦在那边等哦。今天我们就是戴个口罩，有一个 safe distance， 然后等hopefully 有一个疫苗发生。
And let us no longer be daydreaming that, okay, if we're just wearing masks, keep social distancing, and waiting for the vaccine, we will be safe.
这是世界的人的盼望。
And that's a hope from the world.
但是不是神要让我们注意的事情。
But this is not a thing that God is hoping of Christians to hope for.
主有话要对我们讲。
God has a word for all of us.
主盼望我们每一个人都知道我们已经来到最后关头了。
And God is hoping that all Christians will be aware that we're coming to the end time.
下个礼拜就要交卷要考试了。
And the next week, we're supposed to be held accountable before Him.
我们能够回答所有神的问题吗？
Are we able to answer all the questions?
我们考试能够及格，能够毕业吗？
Are we able to pass and will be able to graduate?
我们害怕很多人不及格。
And I'm afraid that many will fail.
因为我们没有预备好。
Because we are not ready.
对吧？所以神今天要我们做管家的人好好的提醒弟兄姐妹预备啊。
So let all the Christians be the faithful and the sensible slave to let all the Christians know that let's be ready.
看看我们这个时间已经不多了。
The time has come and we don't have many time.
我常常觉得我自己像那个挪亚讲了那么多年好像石沉大海。
And I feel like so many times I act like in Noah. Every time, so many times I preach, but no response.
这是我们做传道人的在神面前必须付的代价。
But I still recognize this is the price that every preacher before God has to pay.
人愿意听，我们感谢赞美主。
So if someone would love to listen to, we bring the thanksgiving to God.
但如果人不愿意听那也由得他，因为起码这个信息是传了，听与不听，顺服与不顺服，是每一个人要在神面前负责的。
But if someone wouldn't listen to, we have to let it be, because after all, at the end of the time, everyone, each and every one of us will be held accountable before God.
后面还有两个比喻。
And there are two more parables.
对，在第25章。
Let's move to a book of Matthew, chapter 25.
这第二个比喻就说到了二十五章第一节，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
And verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took the lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And five of them, verse 2, five of them were foolish and the five were prudent.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
For when the foolish took the lamps, they took no oil with them.
那最后一节第四节说，那个聪明拿着灯的又预备油在器皿里。
And verse 4, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with the lamps.
对，其他你们自己慢慢读。
And you can read the following passages by yourselves.
在这个比喻里头，重点是什么？
So what is the key point from this parable?
十个童女。
There are 10 virgins.
那就是基督徒叫做童女。
So Christians are compared to virgins.
对吧？所以我们这些基督徒是童女，但是主先告诉我们有五个。是聪明的，有五个是愚拙的。
So Christians are virgins, but Jesus tells us that five of them are foolish and five of them are prudent.
那么什么，所以这个比喻的问题是，谁是聪明的呢？
This parable is about who is the wise one.
对吧？我们都是童女，但是主回来的时候，他找的是聪明的童女。
So, well, Christians are all virgins, but when Jesus comes back, he's looking for the prudent ones.
那什么是聪明的童女?
So, who are the prudent virgins?
就是他不但有灯、有油， 而且有预备充足的油。
So not only that, the prude virgin not only have the lamp, they also take the oil and also take the oil in flax, or in other words, enough oil.
那个愚拙的呢？他有灯，也有油，但是油不够多。等到新郎延迟的时候，这个油早就烧光了。
But the foolish one, the foolish virgin, they took the lamps and they took some oil, but they didn't prepare enough oil. So when they're waiting for the groom to come, the oil burned out.
那么等到新郎突然间回来了。
And when the groom show up suddenly,
他们要再点这个灯，再出去迎接新郎的时候，哎，有油的就可以去迎接新郎，油烧光的。就没有办法去迎接新郎了。
And when the foolish one no longer have the oils and they're hurry to ask the prudent to give us some oil, it is way too late because the wise one already come out to meet a groom.
所以在这里耶稣给我们的一个 指示就是说我们要做聪明的，不要做那个愚拙的。
And through this parable, Jesus teaches to be the prudent one, not to be the foolish one.
对，那么他们的差别是油多与油少。
So the difference between the prudent one and the foolish one is the prudent one has more oil and the foolish one has a little oil.
那么油在这里永远是代表的圣灵。
And the oil always refers to the Holy Spirit.
那油多就是圣灵充满。
So when we're referring to much more oil means the Holy Spirit is filled up.
对。圣灵控制我们的人生。
In other words, our lives were filled with the Holy Spirit, and our lives were controlled by the Holy Spirit.
这一群童女是体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵。
So that group of virgins set their hearts and eyes upon the Holy Spirit.
那什么是愚拙的童女呢？
So who are those foolish virgins?
她是体贴肉体，她没有体贴圣灵。
They set a heart and eyes and a mind and a body onto these earthy things.
啊，他体贴肉体。
So they set eyes on the flesh.
对，他体贴肉体，不体贴神。
So they set on their eyes and mind on flesh instead of God.
他常常做违背圣灵的旨意的事情。
They always do things against the will of Holy Spirit.
这个叫做愚拙的童女。
And these are considered the foolish virgins.
所以你就被在被提的时候，你是被撇下的。
And so when during the second coming of Jesus, and the wise one will be raptured, and the foolish one will be left behind.
好，最后一个。
And the last parable.
就是十四节到十九节。
Comes down to a book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 19.
因为时间不多了，我就。几节念一下就好。
And because time constraint, I will only pick a few verses to read.
十五节，按着个人的才干赐给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往国外去了。
And verse 15, to one he gave five talents, and another two, and to another one, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
十六节，那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另赚了五千。
Verse 16, immediately the one who had received the five talents went and traded with them, and again five more talents.
十八节，但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
Verse 18, but he who received the one talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
十九节。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
In verse 19, now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and set accounts with them.
好，这是第三个比喻，关于主耶稣回来。
So this is a third paragraph regarding Jesus' second coming.
他说他给在他升天以后，他给他的众仆人，有的多给五千。有的刚刚给了两千，有的只给一千，这是主人凭着他的自己的旨意安排的。
So before the master's ascendance to heaven, he gave different talents to different people according to their abilities.
那么我们做仆人的，我们从这个角度来看，神给我们的恩赐有大有小，不一样。
So from the slave's perspective, we receive different talents according to our own ability. Some are big, some are small.
你不用在主人面前抱怨说，哦，我为什么得那么少？
And we don't have to complain to the master by saying, why do I receive such a small gift or talent?
这是神的主权，他要，这是他的主权。
Because that's God's authority and his own power.
但是你不要从这个点上说主人不公平。
And we shouldn't complain to our God by saying he is not fair in giving us different talents.
神还是公平的。
God is still fair.
他的公平是什么？
And what is a fairness?
多给谁就问谁多要，少给谁就问谁少要。
So whoever receives more will be asked for more, and whoever receives small or less will be asked of less.
重点在这里。
And so that's a key point. It's a key point.
这个重点是算账。
And the more important thing is that each and every one of us will be held accountable for our own doing.
对，所以主人第二次回来的时候要找我们每一个人算账。你拿五千，我问你要一万。你拿两千，我问你要四千。你拿了一千，我只问你要两千就可以了。
So when the master come back for the second time, he's about to settle accounts with us. So whoever received five talents will be asked for 10,000 talents. Whoever asks of five talents will be asked for 10, and whoever received two will be asked of 4, and whoever received one will be asked of only 2.
所以你能够交账，你不要，神从来不要求你交账超过你的能力之外。
And God will never ask of you to pay more beyond your capability and ability.
对，神只要求你达到你的最好就可以了。
And God is only asks of us for the best of it, within our capability.
你拿五千，如果你只回来交了六千，这个不行。
So, for example, if someone receives five talents and only give 6 in total, this is not good.
你必须拿回来十，就是一千，一万，神才说满意。
And you must be able to give back 10 talents to God.
所以这是我们在神面前要注意的事情。
And this is something we have to consider the fairness.
每一个基督徒当我们得救的时候，
So every Christian was saved.
第一，我们得到救恩。
Number one, we receive salvation.
我们罪得赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
我们得着一个新的生命。
And we receive a new life.
啊，这是耶稣基督的生命。
And that is the life of Jesus Christ.
对吧？然后神也赐给我们一个保证，就是圣灵。
And God also grants us the assurance that's a coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵进到我们的生命中，住在我们的生命里，他带给我们恩赐。
So when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, we receive the talents through him.
那这个恩赐各有不同。
And every gifts are different.
有大有小，有多有少。
Some are big, some are small, some much more, some are less.
像保罗就是大有恩赐的人。
So, like Apostle Paul, he's full of gifts. He's with a lot of gifts and talents.
并不是每一个人都是五千的这种仆人，不是的。
But not every one of the servants would receive five talents.
那问题是说，我们不管多少，今天神要我们拿出来用。
But regardless the amount that we receive, the important thing is God is wanting us to take care of it and use of it.
对，在这里说拿去做买卖，对吧？
So in this parable, that those who receive talents is supposed to do trading.
对，这里并不是叫我们炒股票啊，这是在属灵的恩赐上，我们来用神的给我们的恩赐。
It's not about you are buying and selling in stock market, but rather it's actually using in the ministry.
在神的工作上有份。
And so that we may have the portion in his ministry.
对。这个是神在经营的一个大最伟大的事业。
And this is the biggest word. This is the biggest business God is doing.
对， 你记得主耶稣第一次进圣殿，他那个时候才12岁，爸爸妈妈带他进圣殿，后来找不到他的时候，后来在找到耶稣的时候，耶稣对他的母亲说，你岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
So, if you remember the example of Jesus, when he was 12, he came to the temple for the first time. And his parents found that he was lost and trying to find him. They discover him in the temple. And Jesus replied to his mother Mary by saying, don't you know that I should set my father's things as my
father's business.
My father's business as my business.
对，在那里他12岁就知道他父亲有一个事业。
And so you see, when Jesus was 12 years old, he already knew that his father has business.
对吧？我们整个我们都是神的事业的一个部分。
And we all, as Christians, are part of his business.
神为什么造我们，为什么救我们？这都是他在经营的一个大事业中间的一环。
So God created us, and God saved us, and he built us. This is a part of his business.
对，那么今天神救了我们以后，我们有一个责任，要跟他的事业发生关系。
So when we were saved and called a Christian or called his sons and daughters of him, we have to have a portion of his business.
那他回来的时候要找我们算账。
And when he comes back for the second time, he will settle accounts with us.
我们自从得救以后，我们的一生，我们有没有在他的事业上使神有所得着？
So when we were saved, do we do something or have we done anything so that God may gain in his business?
还是我们把他的给我们的这些财产我们全部荒废掉了，做了败家子。
Or like the third slave, instead of making business using our talents, we waste our talents and squandle it.
对，这就是关乎主回来算账的问题。
So this is about his settling accounts with us when he come back for the second time.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord.
你把我们放在今天这个特别的环境。
You've put us in a very particular environment.
你让我们亲身经历这一个伟大的时代。神正在预备他的教会。
And you have allowed us to experience this great time when God is preparing his church to be ready.
我们面对这么大的难题。
And as we're encountering such a humongous difficulty.
有瘟疫。
There's a pandemic.
有蝗虫。
There's a locust.
有洪水。
And there are many floodings.
还有更多的问题。
And there are more to come.
主啊，世人看这是自然灾害。
And Lord, to many, these are natural disasters. It's natural.
但是主啊，你对我们说，这是神的手在那里预备他的教会。
But to us, we know that God, you are using your hand to make the churches ready.
对世界要人悔改接受耶稣。
And to the world, you want this world to repent before you and receive you.
对基督徒，让我们悔改，接受耶稣的王权。
And to Christians, let us all come to repentance to receive your kingship.
让我们不再自己做王。
So that we are no longer the king of our lives.
我们愿意舍己来背十字架，跟随耶稣。
We want to deny ourselves and rather to follow you to carry the cross.
让你的旨意实现，不是我的旨意实现。
And may your will be done, not our will be done.
主啊，求你做成你的工。
May Lord, may you fulfill your work.
让我们每一个人在你面前谦卑悔改。
So that each and every one of us will come before you to bow down and to repent with humility.
好好的跟随耶稣走这段最后的路。
And to follow you for the last lap of the way.
主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
And Lord, may you come and may you come soon.
愿众童女都预备好。
May all the virgins are ready for your coming.
都是聪明的童女。
And may all the virgins, the smart virgins, prudent virgins.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.